In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, the Catholic Church has her official calendar of saints called the Roman Martyrology. This list includes not only the saints of the New Testament, but also many Old Testament prophets. And on the 1st of December, the Church commemorates prophet Nahum. Nahum was a prophet, that is, a preacher, and he is good for veneration today on First Thursday when we pray for all of our priests. Nahum is also a very good saint for Advent because we are now doing penance and wait for Christ to be born, and the name Nahum means a consoler. Prophet Nahum, like our Lord, was from Galilee, and he prophesied shortly after the Israelites were taken to captivity, that is, they were taken away from their homeland to imprisonment. Nahum spoke against Nineveh, the town which had been converted about 50 years previous, when Prophet Jonas had preached to it, but which now again had become even more wicked than before. With quite scary words, Nahum proclaimed God's judgment. Before the face of his indignation, who shall stand, and who shall resist the wrath of his fury? His indignation is poured out as fire, and the rocks are dissolved by him. But contrasting admirably with this frightening picture, Nahum also shows the comforting promise of God's loving kindness, which he shows towards his servants. Nahum says, "Our Lord is good and strengthening in the day of tribulation, and knowing them that hope in him." You see here, children, that even though we pass through many tribulation in life, in the end, our Lord will raise us up into heaven. And like this Advent, also one becomes one's ends. And when the Christmas comes, also our life will once end, and we will be joined with the saints of heaven. Then finally, the prophet speaks about the Messiah himself who will come and writes, "Behold upon the mountains the feet of him that evangelizeth and preacheth peace." Saint Paul also repeats Nahum in his epistle to Romans in regard to the Messiah, our dear Jesus, and his ministry, as well as the apostles of Christ. "How shall they preach unless they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that evangelize peace, of them that evangelize good things. Into all the earth hath the sound of them gone forth, and unto the ends of the whole world the words of them." Dear children, Advent is the time of preparation for our Christmas feast, the birth of Jesus. We hope and pray that many other people would also do penance for their sins, because God is patient and he is slow to anger. God gives everyone time to convert, and he has, through the thousands of years, used prophets and preachers and priests to do this. But in the end, he is not mocked. If someone is obstinate and stubborn in his sin and refuses to listen, God steps in with judgment. As Jesus came as a little baby and Savior all those years ago, he will one day come for the second time as King and Judge. Notice that Prophet Nahum said that Jesus and his priests preach peace. You can only have true peace, the salvation of your immortal soul through the Catholic Church and through her sacraments, which the priests of this church give to you. Even the message of Christmas you hear from your church and from your priests. How true are Saint Paul's words, how beautiful are the feet of them that evangelize peace, of them that evangelize good things. And children, you can also evangelize, that is, to speak peace to the members of the Catholic Church. You remember the souls in the church suffering, those who are in purgatory. You can, by your own effort, bring them peace if you remember them often in your prayers. And you should also wish and hope peace for all sinners, that you pray and hope for their conversion, so they, like the ancient Israelites who did many bad things, they could convert back to their Creator and back to their God, our dear Heavenly Father. So be prepared, children, and listen the things your priests tell you from the pulpit. Pay also good attention what you learn in the school. The good things you get from your priests and your teachers, they will prepare you well, not just for this Christmas, but for the rest of your life, so that you will not be trapped in the snares of sin. Just like Prophet Nahum, who wanted to rescue his own people from sin so that they would not be judged by God, also your priests and your teachers teach you the things for reason, that you might grow up to be a good citizen and a good Christian and finally go to heaven. Then you will not be judged by a stern and severe judge like bad people will be, but you will be judged by a loving and merciful Savior, our dear Lord Jesus, who was born as a little baby in the manger. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.